Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We spoke of the significance of the month of Rajab, and that this month, along with the month of Sha'ban, should be used to prepare ourselves spiritually for the month of Ramadan. We spoke of certain deeds that one can already start with in order to commence the preparation. We spoke of the optional fasts, the additional optional fasts that one should observe during the month of Rajab. And secondly, we find that in the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had developed a stronger attachment to the Quran than any other month. So let us also develop or enhance our relationship with the Quran before Ramadan starts. Otherwise, again, as we mentioned yesterday, what happens in the beginning of the Ramadan, if we're going to say I'll start on the first of Ramadan with my khatam, or that's when I'm going to start with my Quran recitation, you find the beginning, there's a lot of recitation that takes place, but then once again, a person burns himself out and he finds he no longer has the energy towards the end of Ramadan. If you want that to be sustainable throughout the month of Ramadan, you start now. If I don't have an attachment to the Quran, if Quran does not feature on my daily schedule, let me start. There's a Sahabi who says, I hate the day that passes me by without me looking the Quran. He says, that's a day that I've lost. If that day went by and I didn't look in the Quran, read one page or one surah, one chapter, he says, I wish that day never came upon me. So if that doesn't, then let me, if I'm reading every second day or every third day, if it's once a week, let me up it, enhance it, start it. Wallahi, you will see how in the month of Ramadan it will be so easy then for you to continue the recitation and then to increase the recitation throughout the month of Ramadan. Sahaba say that Rasulullah s.a.w. in the month of Ramadan, Jibreel used to visit him every day in Ramadan, and they would sit and they would revise whatever was memorized over the past 11 months. Jibreel would recite it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would then recite it to Jibreel alayhi salam. So the first deed that we need to already try and develop is that of fasting, optional fasting, and number two, enhance our relationship with Quran. May Allah grant us understanding.